and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Kumran Jatkunadan. On Monday, June 9th, President Donald Trump's new ban on travel to the U.S. by citizens from 12 mainly African and Middle Eastern countries took effect. This new ban applies to citizens of Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Heightened restrictions apply to people from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela who are outside the US and don't hold a valid visa. It should be noted that the ban has certain exemptions, such as for dual nationals, permanent residents, immigrant visas for immediate family members of citizens, and athletes traveling for major sporting events. According to Abby Maxman, president of Oxfam America, this policy doesn't reflect national security. It is about sowing division and vilifying communities that are seeking safety and opportunity in the United States. The Quebec government says it won't appeal a court decision overturning a university tuition hike for out-of-province students. The Office of the Higher Education Minister adds that the government isn't obliged to guarantee access to Quebec universities for non-Quebecers. After the imposition of the tuition hike by 33% in late 2023, a Supreme Court judge in April found the increase was unreasonable and not justified by data. The ruling gave the government 9 months to revise its tuition plan and also overturned new French language proficiency requirements for out-of-province students at English language universities. In May, student unemployment hit its highest rate since 2022. 20.1% of students planning to continue with their studies in the fall were unemployed during the past month, according to Statistics Canada. That is an increase of 3.2% over May of last year and is the highest rate of unemployment since 2009, excluding the pandemic years. On June 6th, the federal government announced it would be expanding the Canada Summer Jobs Program to address the high youth unemployment rate. It is reallocating $25 million to the program, which will allow it to subsidize 6,000 more summer student positions in addition to the 70,000 it had planned to subsidize. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Send myself an invitation. Say hello to the video light.
Tuesday morning, you're tuned in listening to the 500th episode of At the Movies here on CJLO 1690 AM. Here inside of Montreal, I'm joined in by Danny this morning.
Good morning, Remy. 500 episodes. Woohoo!
What a time it is. Yes, it is. I can't believe that we made it up to 500, but here we are at our 500th episode today. So we're going to get to some of our favorite scores from the past 500 episodes that we've encountered onto the show, or maybe we've come across, maybe some ones that we haven't played yet that we've always wanted to play. But I would be remiss, being also a music show too, if we didn't pay homage to two music legends inside their own respective genres that we lost recently, both Sly from Sly and the Family Stone and Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. You would agree with me when I say two musical legends that we lost way too soon.
Yeah, no, it's It's a bummer, to say the least.
So we're going to start off here with Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People, and then the Beach Boys with Good Vibrations. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard CJOLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
Vibrations a happening with her. Gotta keep those love good.
Beach Boys there, the late Brian Wilson with Good Vibrations. Good morning, you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 6090 AM here inside of Montreal. I'm joined inside the studio with Danny this morning.
Good morning, Remy.
And we are celebrating our 500th episode, so I know that you wanted to hear a bit of Howard Shore this morning, Danny.
Well, yes, I did. Well, considering the fact that we recently critiqued the movie Seven, and Howard Shore, he's the one who did the score for the movie, I thought it would be a good occasion for it. And not to mention, well, I myself am, I got to I must confess, I've never got into Lord of the Rings. However, I am aware that a lot of the people who work here at CJLO are Lord of the Rings fans, and a lot of our listeners are Lord of the Rings fans as well. So I thought they might be in the mood for listening to some Lord of the Rings scores.
Perfect. So I have queued up the Lord of the Rings from the Fellowship of the Ring concerning hobbits. And then we're going to hear some new Howard Shore with the Shrouds. We're going to hear the track Karsh. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, CJLO 6090 AM here in Montreal.
Festival Bleu Bleu, presented by SiriusXM, is back for its 7th edition. From June 20th to 23rd, Carlton-sur-Mer will come alive with performances by Ariane Roy, Petit Béliveau, Clopel Gag, High Classified, Uri, Gus Engelhorn, Belly, Maggie Merlin, and many more. Don't miss the epic Beach Electro Night, the Artisan Market, the classic Mussels and Fries Dinner, the Water Skipping Tournament, and plenty other fun activities. Contact your friends and plan your Gaspésie getaway. Tickets and details at festivalbleubleu.com.
Now what the hell's the score?
In a world. In a land before time. in an outpost on the edge of space. One man. A robot renegade cop. Now more than ever.
Whoa, feedback.
Life is so much better with soundtracks. Join me Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. for an hour of movie music on What the Hell's the Score? Here on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Now with the Noise Hour.
Let me tell you, Bobby, there's nothing funny about these sounds.
Tired of listening to music your dad likes? Tune in to CJLO 1690 AM to find something that'll really shock him.
Welcome back. You're tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM inside of our new slot from the 9 to 10 AM mark. Gives us a little bit more time to prepare and also get some rest before the morning hour, Danny.
Yeah, well, I got to sleep for an extra hour today, so that was great.
That is great, yes. So before you heard some of the shows that CJLO has to offer, which, celebrating our 500th show, I am happy to say that CJLO does have another movie score show called What the Hell Is That Score on Sunday mornings around the 9 a.m. I really think that it is a show that I can vouch for, that I'm happy that CJLO has another show like that that has movie scores on it that showcases movie scores, because there isn't really that many music shows here in Montreal that showcase movie scores. So we're going to get back to a little bit of the movie scores right now. I'm going to play some Michael Donough. So we're going to hear the opening to The Ice Storm, one of my favorite opening tracks to any film. And then I remember when we did Anton Goyim, and we talked about him as a director for the Director's Influence series, and Michael Donough did some work with the score for Exotica. So we're going to hear that track from Exotica as well, too. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies, What Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. Here's The Ice Storm. Canadian composer there, Michael Donna, with two scores there. We heard from The Ice Storm, the opening number, and then we heard from the Anton Goyen film, we heard the track Exotica. Good morning, you're tuned in and listening to the 500th episode of At the Movies, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM. Here inside Montreal, I'm joined in by Danny this morning.
Hello again, and this morning with our the tunes we're playing, the 500th episode marking the occasion, we're attempting to give our listeners good vibrations.
I don't know if you hear what's coming in right now, Danny, a little bit, but it would be no one else than John Williams himself. I'm going to get to some of the scores by John Williams right now. Going to hear the theme from Jurassic Park, and then we're going to hear the Cantina Band from Star Wars.
Excellent.
You are tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in South Montreal. Some John Williams for you.
Thank you.
John Williams there with Cantina Band from Star Wars, and I hope before that you heard from the theme from Jurassic Park, was composed by John Williams. I shall add that the Cantina Band is accompanied by the London Symphony Orchestra. Good morning, you were tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. I'm joined by my co-host this morning, Danny.
Hello again.
And we are going to get to some Cinematic Fridays for Friday, June the 20th. So you have the animated film from Pixar Animated Studios, Elio. And then it's been a while, but the series for the 28 days, 28 weeks. Now it's 28 years later. This one is coming back from director Danny Boyle. Alex Garland is also at the helm for this one. So I really have my expectations for this one. If you're looking more for an action comedy starring Rebel Wilson, then maybe Brightheart might be up your alley. However, I am definitely looking forward to 28 years later. I've seen 28 Days Later, which is a 5-star film for me. 28 Weeks Later, a little bit more weak, but it still has some elements from the series. But I'm happy to see Danny Boyle and Alex Garland back for 28 Years Later, which gives me hope for the third film.
Awesome.
So we're going to get to some of the scores now from Nicholas Britell. I rewatched If Beale Streets Could Talk, and this solidified me as I needed to play some Nicholas Britell onto today's show, which we're going to hear from If Beale Streets Could Talk first with the track A Gap, and then we're going to hear the theme from Succession, the main title theme from Season 4. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Thank you.
Nicholas Britell there with the main title theme to Succession. That would be the fourth season of Succession. Good morning. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM. This is the 500th episode for At the Movies. So Danny wanted to hear some of the themes from James Bond, so we're going to hear John Barry's main title theme for James Bond. And then we're going to hear Shirley Bassey with the track Diamonds Are Forever, the original song for that film. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
diamonds linger. Men are mere mortals who are not worth going to your grave for. I don't need love, for what good will love do me? Diamonds never lie to me.
Shirley Bassey there with Diamonds Are Forever, and before that you heard the John Barry theme from James Bond. So I gotta ask you, Danny, since you requested it, do you have any main theme from James Bond, like the original songs go, any favorites?
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked it. Actually, my favorite theme song from the James Bond film series would have to be You Only Live Twice, which is actually my favorite Bond movie with Sean Connery.
There we go. I also contemplated playing Goldfinger, but I wanted to play Diamonds Are Forever. I felt that that was the better track out of both of them, but to each their own. Maybe some people might not agree with my assessment on that. So taking you to commercial break here, we're going to hear some tracks from the late Johan Johansson from the film Arrival. I definitely wanted to highlight Johan Johansson. I played him previously on to an episode of At the Movies when he passed away, and we posthumously played an episode dedicated to him. So I definitely wanted to get to some music from Johan Johansson. Definitely he made At the Movies what it is today. So we're going to listen to a little bit of the tracks from Johan Johansson from Arrival. We're going to hear the track Arrival. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds Only Heard, CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passion since 2012.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
We have the students on the run. And as children finish school, we will continue helping them to gamble their lives and futures on drugs.
This is CJLO.
Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. This is our 500th episode, Danny. Can you believe it?
It's incredible.
So we're going to get to some more scores here from the artists that we featured onto our show for the past 500 episodes. And I think that many will agree that if we do not get to some Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, then we would be remiss if we did not get to them. So we're going to get to them right now. We're going to hear from Gone Girl first. They've worked with David Fincher, so we're going to hear the track Sugar Storm, and then we're going to hear as well to Magnetic from The Social Network. However, I should add that Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross have not exclusively worked with David Fincher, because they moved on to other directors and other projects, including a Pixar animated film with Soul, the original score for that one. And as well, too, it was a collaboration between Jean-Baptiste and them for the score for Soul. And now they seem to be working a lot with Luca Guadagnino, both with the fabulous score that came out last year with Challengers, and as well to the other film that Luca did, the one with Chalamet there. I'd be remiss right now. It passes my mind. I can't remember it, but the Bones and All, there you go. Bones and All, the one there with Chalamet, Mark Rylance as well, too. But we're going to hear from Gone Girl. We're going to hear the track Sugar Storm, and then we're going to hear Magnetic from The Social Network. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sound, CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal. Thank you. Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross there with the track Magnetic, and then before that you heard Sugarstorm, also composed by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, for Gone Girl. Good morning, you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies, with Iconic Sounds Only Heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. So regrettably, we come to the end of our 500th episode. However, we would be remiss if we did not give our thank yous before signing off. So first of all, thank you to the past and present CJLO station managers and program directors for making a space and a home for At the Movies on CJLO. CJLO is a heartbeat of independent radio that during these times must be protected at all costs, as our former station manager Francella would say. So thank you to Brian, Stephanie, Michael L., Michael S., Allison, Francella, Chris, Andrew, and Cam, all the past and present station managers and program directors, including our most recent station manager, Lisa. I have your name down there. I did not forget it. Thank you, Lisa, as well, too. Most of all, thank you to the past and present show co-hosts that we've had onto the show, including the ones who have participated inside of my social experiment, where they get to guest curate some music for our show. We will have some more episodes with those. But most importantly, thank you, Danny, for being my co-host for the past close to 500 episodes of At the Movies. Without your insights, At the Movies would not be flourishing as it is today.
Oh, thank you kindly, Remy. I really appreciate that. Well, by fall of this year, I'll have been your co-host for 11 years, as a matter of fact.
There we go. And as well, too, thank you to the listeners and the supporters of our show, not only our show, but as well to CJLO 1690 AM here inside Montreal. What you're hearing right now inside the background is Bon Sebastian with Piazza, New York Catcher. I decided to play that one because I want to play something from the Juno soundtrack. However, we did play Superstar from the Carpenters cover from Sonic Youth at the rear of our first episode. So I wanted to play something else from the Juno soundtrack. But then we're going to also hear from another one of my favorite soundtracks. We're going to hear from the Drive soundtrack, we're going to hear College and Electric Youth cueing us out there with A Real Hero. We will be back next week with another episode of At the Movies. Thank you for joining me for this episode, Downey.
And thank you for having me, Remy. And I'd like to take the time to extend a thanks to our listeners. As our listeners know, we recently won the CPC Award for On-Air Professionalism. And yeah, but like we've mentioned on numerous occasions today, this episode was our 500th episode. It's thanks to our listeners that 2025 has been a monumental year for At the Movies.
So stay tuned, because from 10 to 11 you get your daily dose of politics with Amy Goodman with Democracy Now! On CJLO 1690 AM. And I will wish you a good week at the movies. Et bon cinéma.
Bon cinéma.